This is the song accompanying a spear dance, Mekewesi, done in Suva by the people of Vaturova, Zakhandrovi, on the occasion of the Queen's visit in December 1953. The dancers were men. Most of the members of the orchestra were women.
Thank you.
This is a record of the calling up of the Turtles at Kandavu in September 1955.
Along the coast from Ragiragi is Wunisir, where sometimes the turtles are called up. We went there in the Andamapa to see if the turtles would rise for us. And as we left in the ship's dinghy, we spoke to Ratu Sede Nawalawalo, who spent his time on Kandavu, travelling from village to village, advising on the cultivation and marketing of bananas. He knew the legend of the turtles, and he told us,
"The accuracy of this legend, which I'm going to relate, is something which I cannot vouch for. As you know, most of the old history of our race was passed to us in songs and stories. Well, here is the story, the turtles, which are called to appear by the people of Rauroti. Ages ago, a lady of Bau was brought over to Navolasi to be a wife of a chief. She brought with her, as a dowry, two small turtles, which were given by the people of Nathamaki, Koro. On her arrival, the turtles were kept at a point near her new home. And whenever she wished, she took people to the point to make sure whether they were still there. Many years later, the men of Talolia were out turtle fishing, and it so happened that they caught one of these small ones, which I'm relating about. The legend goes that when it was brought on board, it melted and trickled into the sea, where it formed a new turtle. The Talolia fishermen were so scared that they sailed away without worrying any more about it. The turtle is said to be returning to Tambati when it met the other one, which was out searching for her. They were afraid to return, but they went and found a new home near Moedhaukala, and the people nearby then learned about them. And the Bete, the equivalent of a priest, made out this chant which brought the turtles out for people to see. But whenever the word Talolia was mentioned, the turtles disappeared altogether. Or if there was a person from Talolia present, they won't appear. Here is the chant. Kendrana leoninumbukelevu, dravakaliku lolo levu, erandangindangi namalumutambu, erangumu bagavere kanukanu, koitumbu raunindalide, meusaraviko raviko. Then we clambered from the boat over large rocks and up a steep hill to a promontory where the girls from Buenos Aires had gathered to sing this chant. As the girls have been sitting on top of their rock, singing their chant, down below in the vivid bluey-green sea, we can see one turtle has just come to the surface. He's showing up vividly, a fawny brown colour, floating on the surface of the water.
There are supposed to be three turtles, so the girls will continue their chant. But one definitely has come to the surface and is floating on the surface of the water about 100 feet below us. Our view of the water immediately below was obscured by overhanging trees, so we didn't see any more of the turtles, although those on the Andamapa assured us that three turtles did actually surface far below us.